lot of truth-telling going on.
Biggest truth-teller.
The truths they all believe. Truth-telling about
the truth at the moment. The truth. To really open up and drop down into the truth. The truth. The truth. Really kind of tapping down into the truth. The truth. Yes, the truth. 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 Believe it or you don't.
It's been said that it wasn't a fish that discovered water. I tend to disagree with that. I believe there was one fish that, for no matter how brief a moment, broke through the surface and came crashing back down through the water. It said, hey, you won't believe what I just discovered. And the majority of them probably didn't. But he was on to something. He knew the truth.
Even if there is an objective truth, its truth value within any given sense-making system would still be contingent upon whether or not it was thought of as true.
Who'd you get that from?
Ben Kurok. He also wrote, that as a result, objective truth becomes moot. Only subjective truth is relevant by virtue of the fact that truth can only be viewed subjectively.
The truth is
always changing.
The truth is
art is a lie.
The truth is
art tells the truth.
The truth is
of interest to only about 15% of the people.
The truth is
your vote doesn't count.
The truth is
out there somewhere.
The truth is
space is the place.
The truth is
consciousness is all we have.
The truth is
we're not really sure what consciousness is.
The truth is
we can build machines to improve our perceptions.
The truth is
our perceptions are still very limited.
The truth is
all around us, just waiting to be articulated.
Found this quote from Gore Vidal. As societies grow more decadent, the language grows decadent too. Words are used to disguise, not to illuminate, action. You liberate a city by destroying it. Words are used to confuse, so that election time People will solemnly vote against their own interests.
Thoughts must be stated, either in written or spoken word, in order to become objects. For it is only when they become objects that they can truly be examined.
If you've ever watched ants, you may have noticed that certain trails thicken while others thin. There's a reason for this.
What I've found out is that ants work by a sense of smell based in their antennae.
And ants recognize the smell of their own nest on other ants. They follow the trails, their nest mates. When they go searching for food, it's basically a random process, just heading out in any direction. When they find something, they turn around to bring what they found to the nest, thus doubling the scent of their trail.
This reinforces their scent, and the more ants will follow it. Then you see a thickening of the path.
This is quite similar to the way our brain's neurons work. Neurons that fire together, wire together. Similarly, thoughts, or more specifically, patterns of thought, become reinforced, regardless of their accuracy. Simply by repeating a thought, it becomes reinforced. The inverse is also true. Ideas not entertained fade away.
Frequently, you'll see thinner lines of ants.
These result from the ants that had gone out searching
and found nothing.
Or they found something, but they were too far away to get back to inform the others before they died. The trail dies from lack of reinforcement. Whether you're dealing with UFO conspiracies or religious beliefs, various political ideologies, all are reinforced through the simple use of repetition.
Earlier this week on WMNF's radioactivity program, the host, Rob Lori, received a call from Paul from Plant City. Paul is a perfect example of a victim of this contentless media repetition and the resulting baseless opinions.
Calling from?
My name is Paul, and I'm calling from Plant City.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for calling. What's up? What would you like to say?
I'd just like to say that I think Governor Scott's doing a tremendous job. He's doing exactly what he campaigned on. And, you know, anytime the liberal media knocks someone and gangs up on him, I know that, you know, if the liberal media was agreeing with him, I'd say he's doing a bad job. But you know something? This is fantastic what he's doing. He's a once-in-a-lifetime governor.
All right.
All the dead stuff that Charlie Crist and even his Republican predecessors that were big government people in disguise, he's taking it all down. They're going to build it all up again once he's out of office.
And Paulie, tell us. Paul, just hold on for a moment. Tell us, you know, what has Governor Scott done that you really like?
Well, he's done away with a lot of regulations that are going to bring new companies to Florida that are just hampering business. And these regulations really do not protect people. All they do is hold up companies for 3 to 5 years.
And what regulations are you talking about?
Oh, you know something? There's a lot of.
Well, give us one. I mean, just one regulation that's keeping businesses from moving to Florida.
I don't know a lot of them, but I'll tell you, you know, he's protecting us. He's helping us to get businesses here.
And, just give us one example of how he's doing that.
How he's doing it?
Yeah. Paul? All right.
False ideas presented over and over gain a patina of truth simply because of repetition, which causes the neurons in the brain to fire repeatedly in the same pattern, much like the ant trail. Only it's as if there's a fake ant running back and forth, leaving a scent for a trail that goes nowhere. Misinformation is like that fake ant. A neuronal pathway has been reinforced simply through repetition. Repetition is the key.
Keep repeating the same states, regardless of whether it's true or not. As long as you keep repeating it, and it gets echoed, it'll build neuronal pathways. And the ants that follow will follow that path. It works for anybody
who feels like incorporating that particular method of mind control.
A repetition can be a useful tool, regardless of your political persuasion.
Indeed, these means are frequently employed by both sides of our ideological spectrum. This causes some problems. Regular exposure to these conflicting ideas being repeatedly presented can lead to a state of extreme helplessness and confusion. Exactly. The state that powers it be want you to be in. Confused and helpless.
Going back to Ben Korak once again.
Who is this Ben Korak? Why do you trust him?
There is, of course, consensus when people hold the same views to be true. Consensus, however, only indicates agreement, not objectivity, and I would add, nor truth.
He's also quoted as saying, all religions, arts, and sciences are branches of the same tree. This episode of Frederick's My Thing is sponsored by the latest in social networking, MyFace.com. Be sure to sign up and provide all your personal information today. The line starts here.
A As far as the law of mathematics refer to reality, they are not certain. And as far as they are certain, they do not refer to reality.
Let me guess. Einstein again?
Yep.
But the truth, to what actually is very strange and overloaded and wondrous indeed. Poetry uses the precision and dedication of accuracy of science with the scope of everything, the scope of religion, the scope of art, with the widest scope possible. What can we say that is not invention? That is all fact. That takes into account everything at once. That's what poetic atheism is about. Looking at the magic that is real. How can we think about what is absurd and amazing and true? Dreams, devotion, generosity, the wonder of everything from ecosystems to co-location. Without making stuff up and getting sloppy and believing nonsense. Easy to know the world through poetry? No. But it is possible, and it is marvelous, and it is ours.
That's from a blog post by Jennifer Michael Hecht, a poet and a scientific historian. The most important truths are revealed in the language of dreams.